Ghosters of the Moulin Rouge by John Peacock. Yvette Guilbert, with Julie Covington as Yvette and Norman Jones as Ziegler.
Baron Haussmann's Paris. You can keep it. That's what your father used to say, Baron Haussmann's Paris. Wouldn't give you 3 sous for it. And neither would I. Duh, I hate his Grand Boulevard, Yvette. I hate his buildings. I hate his parks. Fine way of celebrating 100 years of freedom, building houses that nobody can afford. Electric lights and towers. What good's a tower to anyone? You go up it and you come down it.
We're nearly at the station, Mama.
You won't get me up it. A great exhibition. Hopla! To the great exhibition.
Mama!
I'm all right living where I do, thank you very much. 2 rooms where Paris really is.
Where the muck really is. We'll live on a Grand Boulevard one day, Mama. You'll see.
Dreams are what did for your father. Till that day when pigs fly and money grows on trees. Well, stop thinking like him and thank God the city planners have left us somewhere to be poor in. Oh, thank God they've left us Montmartre. Well, your father's gone now.
He was hardly ever with us before.
He was with me. I'm glad he didn't know you'd changed your name. He chose Emma. He always liked it. He'd hate Yvette.
It's a pity he never thought as much of me as he did of the name.
He had a nice name. Hippolyte. Hippolyte.
Oh, so hot.
Fancy dying in Villedieu. He thought a lot of you. We once went through Villedieu together, on our way home from Granville, both young, before you were born, planning for the future. It's on the road from Granville to Paris. Do you think he'd have remembered that? Do you think your father was on his way back home to us, Yvette, do you?
What do you expect me to say to that?
Well, he must have thought something of us, or he wouldn't have sent us the train tickets.
2 tickets to his funeral?
Oh.
Huh. I can think of a better show.
How many girl riders do we want?
3.
How many are additioning?
27.
Right then, let's see the rest.
Number 11, Marie Duval.
How many of them, I wonder, have even sat on a horse before, huh? Who's next?
Gabrielle Ange, the last this morning.
Why do they do it? Call her over and give me some flanks.
Mademoiselle Ange. Oh, Yvette should be here.
On horseback?
No, my friend, laughing. She'd bring back your sense of humor.
Mademoiselle Ange. Here. Don't try it again.
But...
You'll kill yourself.
It's too dangerous.
Thank you, Monsieur Ziegler.
You think Yvette would laugh at someone prepared to break her neck for a job?
Of course she would.
And you think I've lost my sense of humor? Oh, get rid of the band.
Thank you, Albert. Back at 3. Oh, you're a hopeless partner, Zidi. We can't find jobs for everyone in Montmartre. 3. We want 3. That's all. To 24, we have to say no. Yvette knows that. She's been there. That's why she would laugh.
Oh, maybe I'm just sick of sawdust and horses.
Oh, maybe you're up to something I don't know about. Where is Yvette?
At her father's funeral.
Again?
This time it's not an excuse.
Every time she wants a day off, her father dies.
This time he is dead.
Oh, she was booed off the stage at the Palmyre last night. I'd need a day off.
I tell you, he's dead.
Oh, 10 francs to 1 franc, she resurrects him.
Ville Dieu.
Leave you both alone with your husband, Madame Gilbert.
Thank you, sister. In here?
Yes, madame.
See how handsome he is. Even in death. Look, you can see why I always took him back, Emma. I think he cared about nobody, truly. Not even himself. No, he was full of every sort of danger. I sometimes think I stifled the spirit in him.
He couldn't cope with responsibility. Life stifled the spirit in him.
He used to blame me. That's why he went off. You have his spirit sometimes. Oh. Come and look at your father. Especially when you're singing. Sometimes you... Oh. Come and look.
I can't.
I'm glad he didn't cling on waiting for us, trying to make us understand. It's all over. He's free.
It's all starting. We're rid of the waste now. It's gone. We are free.
Oh, you're a madman, a lunatic. Hmm. We've got the Hippodrome, the greatest circus in Paris, in Europe. You tell me you want more. What more? What more do you want?
A stepping stone. That's all, Joseph.
What?
The Hippodrome. A stepping stone.
Itchy feet. Middle-aged. Boredom. Have a little affair. Don't take it out on the drone, ZD. There's profit in sawdust and horses.
Who proved that to you?
You did?
I'd triple your profit, my Spanish banker. Quadruple it.
Y por qué?
More than if I could create what I see inside my head.
A little affair. Maxime need never know, eh? Take little Yvette. No longer a child, you know, eh? Worships you, Papa Zidi.
I had a hunch about the Hippodrome. I have more than a hunch about this. Oh, I know, Joseph. I have a feeling about every venture we've started together. Everything has led up to the next step. It's as though everything and everyone were waiting. Oh, Paris! Everything hanging fire for everything else. Montmartre's in chaos. A planner's nightmare. Sometimes... from that chaos, magic happens. Sometimes not. But I know. I do know.
All Paris is waiting for the great exhibition. Science, the Eiffel Tower. Who is waiting for Montmartre? What is Montmartre? The backside of Paris where the English archers practice before Agincourt. Where the plaster... Paris quarries are, eh?
The rich of Maxime's and the whole of the Bois de Boulogne to scamper in. Let's have a pleasure palace for the real Paris, for now. For those who won the revolution, not those who lost it.
Yeah, for the pimps, tarts, crooks, and students of Montmartre.
Oh, Joseph.
Oh, I'm a businessman.
I'm a businessman, too. I'm not impractical. All Paris will flock. If it's profits what you want, you'll get that. work, not just for a handful of people, but hundreds, dancers, singers, seamstresses,
oh,
animal
no
trainers,
trouble.
Musicians,
no worries,
artists.
Just a quiet life.
Since I joined you as a partner, have I ever let you down? Oh, back me on this. Just back me.
Overnight, Zidi, I will think about your pleasure palace. If you will think about all the pretty girls we audition every day, eh?
Unfaithful to a wife, maybe, if I had one, Joseph. Ties are binding to be broken. But to my mistress, where there is only trust, never.
Oh, for Joseph, maybe just once, my friend.
Have some more wine.
She went on and on about me having my father's spirit. Oh, God! I wish I had only half his looks. His nose, even. Or his eyes. Sod the spirit! Oh. Expecting Pierre.
At 6, actually. Why?
My glass seems to be filling up much faster, that's all. What am I going to do, Leon?
About what?
What do you mean about what? About me?
And me?
If I thought for a second there could be any problems between you and me, I wouldn't be here. It's a long talk. Boring, boring, boring. And there's no time. Got to see someone. Where are my shoes? Shoes. When are you going to get rid of all these old books?
When I can stop being a law student.
When you're a lawyer or when you're a professional poet?
Why not?
Love you. Optimist and your sick verse.
It's not sick. It's truthful.
It's sick and it's truthful. Every time I sing one, I get the sack.
Gutter truth. No one likes it. Why don't you stay and meet Pierre?
You don't really want me to, and I'm not in the mood for other people's lovers. Tell you something. If I had the looks, Charles Ziedler would be eating out of my hand. He would. Ha ha! Then I could get us all jobs! Guess who?
Oh, I know that voice.
The audience are about to come in.
Is your father really dead, little chicken?
Black gloves. See?
You don't look as if he is.
What should I look like?
I didn't think you'd be coming. Is he dead?
Well, Baba Zidi, that would be telling. I may want to use him again. I may need another day off. Perhaps he died last month.
What?
Perhaps he died years ago, or maybe today. Who knows?
Oh, come on. I'll drive you home.
I've just come from home.
Maxine is expecting me back.
Why? I always see you on Thursday.
Not every Thursday. You said your father was dead. I thought you'd be in mourning.
Liar!
Oh, come on. I hear you walked out of the Palmyre last night.
Who told you that? Gab, gab, gab. Big mouth. I thought the theatre was bad enough.
Why?
Why what? Why did I walk out? Well, I was about to be sacked. They booed. Nobody sacks me. So, I walked out.
Broke contract.
She said she'd sue me, miserable old cow.
And if she does?
I've no money. She can whistle. Let her sue.
They booed you?
Yes, I sang one of Léon Fourneau's songs.
Which?
The one about morphine.
Oh, wrong song. Wrong time, wrong style, wrong place.
Well, what's right? Where is the song? Where is the place? When is the time?
Someone's writing it somewhere.
Who? You are funny. You believe that, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Somewhere someone is writing to give you a style.
Léon Fourneau is...
Maybe him.
Can I go home in your carriage, then?
If you take those awful black gloves off.
Is your Maxine like me?
No.
In no way at all?
No.
Maxine is a creature of the Grand Boulevard, not a creature of Montmartre.
Why did you choose her?
I love her. No more questions about Maxine.
I bet I'm more interested in your pleasure, Paris, than she is.
Yes.
Did you speak to old Ola?
He's thinking.
Here we are.
Ooh.
I'll walk the rest. Someone, somewhere, is making your money for you. And your palace.
Yvette.
What?
Is your mother alone?
Yes.
Is your father dead? Tell her I'm sorry.
I didn't say anything.
Yvette, your glove! You've forgotten!
Oh. Come on. Come.
Velvet's so difficult to work, Emma.
Don't do any more.
No, I promised it for tomorrow.
Bugger it! You've had an awful day. You've buried your husband.
Life doesn't stop.
Let me help you, then.
No, it's got to be done properly. It's not just tacking. Now leave it to me. Are you all right?
Yes. I'm like you, Maman. I can't see clearly enough. I can't see the result of what I want to be. I can't see the clear image at the end of it all. I don't know what songs I should be singing. Zidi can see. He knows. He has the vision of his palace. He knows exactly what it should be. Like he did with the hippodrome. I think I'm part of his vision, Mama. So he must be part of mine. In a funny kind of way.
Zidi, darling, it's so late. I wondered where you were.
Oh, I was just driving through the street, you know. Let me see you.
Looking for your palace,
Yes.
Give me your coat. Go into the drawing room.
Just a minute. I need those papers. Thank you.
Have you eaten?
Yes, thank you.
There's something here, a glove.
What?
Oh. It's nothing.
I spoke to Joseph today. It seems he might be willing to sell his half of the hippodrome and join me in the new scheme.
Oh?
If not Maxine, then... this apartment.
Yes?
It's... Oh, no matter. You go to bed, my darling. I have to, well, to work out some sort of financing plan. Figures, you understand? For tomorrow.
Of course. CD? There's nothing else, is there? Nothing to worry about.
Not in the world. Go to bed, my darling.
Zidi? Zidi?
Monsieur, take me to the Boulevard Clichy, number 90.
Yes, monsieur, number 90.
Sidi?
Title deeds? What are these? Drawings. A windmill. Windmills?
Here we are, monsieur. Number 90, Boulevard Clichy.
La Reine Blanche.
Building's been boarded up, monsieur.
Yes.
Shall I wait?
No. Take this.
Ah, thank you.
Number 90, Boulevard Clichy. I don't know how I'll get the money to keep you, but I will, my faded beauty. 90, Boulevard Clichy. The Moulin. Zidler's Moulin. Monsieur Zidler's Moulin Rouge.
I've always been his personal life, Joseph. His very personal life. I've never interfered or become involved with Zidi's business. You know that. Not till now. I don't want you to tell him that I've been to see you. Before anything else, you must promise me that. Do you?
Of course I promise. You know what they say about the Joseph follow promise. But for you, a real promise, Maxine.
I've always believed you, as you've always believed Zidi. I see no reason to doubt either of you. For years he's fulfilled dream after dream, Joseph. And for years you've backed him. I've always wondered why on earth someone brought up ankle deep in tannic acid at a leather factory should see himself as master of some great revel. But he does. Lord knows with Zidi, every day would very probably be Mardi Gras. The important thing is, he has made all of them work. I know he has spoken to you about his pleasure palace.
Never stops. It's no good, Maxime. I'm an old man. No strain. I don't want strain. I want to retire. No pleasure. No palace. Certainly not for me. No thing at all. That's it. Well, that is it.
He's already bought the site with his half of the Hippodrome and the apartment to security. If you don't bag him now, he's finished. It's on Boulevard Clichy.
So?
Number 90. La Reine Blanche.
I'm not interested in the boulevard, the number, the name of the bar.
Well, then. Whatever, you haven't seen me today, Joseph.
I wish that were true, dear lady. Well, Zidi, you took my tip, eh? You look for a nice little bareback rider.
Bareback riders? Not quite my style.
Oh, muscular calves, spread rumps, eh? No, I can't say they're mine either. So, it seems there's nothing for it, my old friend, nothing for it but to...
But what, Joseph?
Well, maybe I'm a little tired of sawdust and horses, too. These keys are beginning to weigh very heavy. Where's this sight you've got your eyes on, eh?
Will be as big as a railway station, Joseph. As big as a garden or all gold, red and brass. We'll have monkeys, donkeys, gardens, and an elephant whose belly will open to reveal a stage. Dancers, the best dancers in Paris. Promenade. Stop here.
The place to turn new leaves. New ventures. People will see beauty and ugliness.
Now, monsieur!
The last of the lamplighters. The birth of electricity. The birth of our palace.
Do you have the key?
Oh, not needed. Not a landlord. but a welcome.
Ah, I see. A conspiracy, is it? A conspiracy, eh? I thought so. Maxime's taken an interest at last, has she?
Maxime? No.
Maxine's not interested. I thought I'd invite Yvette.
Champagne!
New ventures. There are some times when you know that everything is going to pull together. The stars are on your side. Mm. You just step on your left foot, then the right, and before you know it, there you are at the top of the tower.
And this is one of those times.
Oh, it is.
And what are we doing at 8 o'clock in the Parc Monceau?
This is the start of the new age for Paris, for Montmartre.
Am I included in your Montmartre?
Oh, I think there may be a corner for you.
What kind of a corner, Papa Zid?
Yvette, no. Oh, there's a face. The corner will be for 2 songs, perhaps, till you're famous. Then maybe 3.
Then what are we doing in the Parc Monceau?
Wait, and the dark will become light. See, there. There, electric light. Oh, Paris, outshining the sun. And there!
And there! And there! And there!
Oh,
and
Paris!
And there! And there!
We stayed on at the Reine Blanche, talking of, well, designs and such things.
Yes.
I'm sorry I never got you to see the electric lights.
Well, work must come first, C.D.
I want to get some of these ideas down before I turn in.
C.D.?
What's the matter?
Where did you first meet her?
Who? I don't know what you mean.
The girl with the black gloves.
I don't want to talk about her now.
Where did you meet? At the Hippodrome? How did it start?
Nothing has started.
Is she part of the plan for your new Montmartre? For your pleasure palace?
I can't be Inquisition, Maxine.
Is she?
Nothing is happening.
Did she
I
go with...
I can't be Inquisitioned. Good night. Who told you?
I don't need telling. I've known you a long, long time.
Nothing is happening, I promise you.
In your heart, everything is happening. Good night.
You see? That's a nice song. I don't know why you have to sing those other songs at all. People don't like them, you know. They don't want to go out for an evening and listen to all that depressing nonsense about morphine addicts and abortions.
It's what life's about.
It's not what my life's about. In any case, who cares what life's about, hmm? We're all in it. We want to get out of it for a bit. I can open that door, look downstairs and see some drunken old bag 6 nights out of 7. I don't want to go to a bar and have you bawling down my ear about it all night. What kind of people want that?
It's truth, Maman.
Well, that's all very well, but you can have too much.
You sound like Joseph Allaire.
What?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
Well, if you took that wet cloth off your eyes, you could see.
It takes away the pain. What are you doing?
Combing my hair.
Well, not over the sink.
I'm going to see Léon. He's been called up before the governor's this morning. I'm meeting him afterwards.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Madame Barnier tells me he doesn't like women, lives with another man.
Yes.
Well, that's not going to get you very far, is it? Why don't you meet proper people, have ordinary friends? You always seem to be after men you can't have.
I'm not after anybody.
Impossible relationships. Take Ziegler. The You're old enough to be your father.
Quite happy, thank you, Maman. What's brought all this on?
I don't know. This rag over my eyes, I suppose. Mm.
It's easier to say silly things with your eyes closed, is it?
Mm.
Do you want some more hot water on it?
Please. Oh. Oh, they're bad.
You've got to stop sewing once and for all.
You'll earn enough to keep us, will you?
I shall.
I'd be happier if you settled down and married somebody.
Got to be asked first. I'm no beauty. All the men I'm after, as you put it, are useful men, that's all. Is that cloth all right?
Yes.
I'm going now. Is there anything else you want me to do?
No. Well, go on then, if you're going.
Yes. I'm not interested in their motives, Maman. Just a house on a grand boulevard for you and me.
Not every marriage is like mine and your father's, you know. I wouldn't want you to think
I know. But why open yourself up to it, huh? Well, there's a limit to the number of times you can ask for an arm round and get a kick in the teeth.
No, even with things the way they were. I'd rather have been married to him than to no one at all.
I'll see you later.
Monsieur Léon Fourneau, I and my colleagues have carefully studied, considered the literature written by you while a student at this college. Now, we've reached a decision on your conduct. I'm afraid we must ask you to remove yourself from the college register or write your works under another name. If you continue circulating and signing such gratuitously violent and obscene works with your own name, you will be barred from the academy. Do you understand the situation?
I write about real life, real people. Obscene? The people I write about, I shall see in court every day. You sentence them, for God's sake! We're supposed to pretend that boy prostitutes don't exist? That abortions don't happen? That Montmartre doesn't have its share of drug addicts and pimps?
Thank you. A new name, Monsieur Fourneau, if you please.
Well, that's two of us with new names. I shall sing your song, Zenroff. Yvette shall sing Zenroff. No one can get enough of Yvette when she's singing Zenroff. Now, will you write a song for me about a drunkard? There's a drunken beggar woman who sits outside our apartment block every night, pissed out of her mind, droning on.
And where will you sing it?
The Moulin Rouge.
Mesdames et messieurs, the gutter revolution is on. Will he give you a spot?
He says so. And it's the spirit of Montmartre that he wants.
We'll have a try. The Moulin Rouge. Let's hope it doesn't turn out to be just somewhere for the addicts to do it quietly, huh?
It won't. No. Not at all.
You see, Papa Sid, no one, no bugger on earth can do the can-can like Louise Weber. The guitar! Present us!
Bravo!
Electric salute, ego behind head and guitar!
Did a hat trick, you know, top hat, kick off with toe, the quadrille with or without knickers, and when I do the shahoot, everyone swears they've seen everything, but they've seen nothing. Believe me, messieurs, bugger all!
Is that so?
Oh, it is. I am the best.
Can you be free to join us?
That depends. The Elysee pays us well.
What you get there, plus half.
Sir.
Plus half.
Wine on the house.
How many girls can you bring with you?
Well, for that money, the lot.
Oh, not for that money. You plus half, they plus a quarter. And there's a special bonus in it for you, if you can bring Annie.
Annie?
The wardrobe woman.
I'll bring them all along for you tomorrow. Washerwomen are best. I was a washerwoman, strong arms, see, strong legs. Washerwomen have stamina for anything. Don't I get a drink?
What am I supposed to do, Jean? I know he's still seeing her.
Ignore the whole business. I saw her at the Palmyre. She's nothing, not even pretty.
He leaves things around, quite deliberately, it seems. As though he wants me to question, as though deliberately wanting me to bring up the subject.
Don't. Ignore him. Have there been affairs before?
No.
You've said nothing?
No.
You mustn't. It'll blow over. Under no circumstances say anything to him at all. I'm reviewing the opening night at the Moulin Rouge for my column in L'Echo, and I've been invited to a press preview of the building on Thursday. Come with me, hmm? Let's surprise him.
Kips on the floor, by an attic door, the drunkard. That's no good. I don't feel right. I don't sodding well feel right. Because I don't look right.
I saw you once when you looked right. Yes, when you looked exactly right.
What?
After your father's funeral.
Did I? If I only had his eyes.
I expect she's an excellent singer.
No.
Is she beautiful?
She's young. She has ambition. I've tried to wipe her from my mind, Maxine, but I can't. You don't know how I've tried.
And what do I do?
You tell me to go, or you wait till it dies. I haven't touched her, Maxine, I promise you that. I haven't touched her.
Perhaps you should. So what do you feel about me?
I'm afraid I don't feel anything about you, Maxine. I can't, because you make me feel so guilty. So guilty!
But
I won't talk about it. Can't you understand? I don't want to talk about it. I'd rather go.
Sidi!
There you are.
Did you speak to Joseph? What did he say?
He agrees with me. We can give you two songs in the 8:30 slot. That's just before the can-can.
Is that all? I'm joking. Papa, thank you.
Ah, but one thing, chicken. We don't think you should sing a Zanroff song yet.
Oh.
Vishma, La Glu and Erosvane, you're near the bone enough. If you're a success, then Zanroff.
Oh, that's all right. What did you think of me? The dress? You know?
Right dress, right song, right place, wrong face. Too pretty, little Yvette. Make your face match your widow's weeds. Be the bigger woman, be more martyr. Show the beauty of ugliness.
You think I'm ugly, don't you?
Oh, Yvette.
Do you?
You have great beauty. But we don't want to see it now, do we?
Hug me. Please, hug me. Please. Oh, I wish I was as beautiful as her.
As who?
The woman over there.
You know who that is, the one with Jean Morin?
No.
That is Maxine. Jean, Maxine, welcome to the Moulin Rouge. I wasn't expecting you.
Well, I thought I'd drop in on your enchanting lady and bring her along with me.
Oh, good. I'll show you around the gardens properly.
Yes. Take Maxine, if you'll excuse me for a moment. I'll join you. Mademoiselle Gilbert, I believe. May I introduce myself? Jean Lorrain. I shall be reviewing your opening night. I am a great friend of Maxine's. I hope you will be very good.
I hope so too, monsieur.
In the future. Good day, mademoiselle.
Come on, Yvette. Let's see you as you really are.
tenner. Is that vulgar enough, Papa Zid? Is the face white enough? Are the eyes black enough? Are the lips not rose, but geranium red enough? Is the cleavage deep enough? Are the arms thin enough? And are the gloves long enough? Is the mourning deep enough? There you are, monsieur. Yvette. The whole lousy truth. Maman, you can see me now.
Oh, my God, Emma. Yvette, whatever you call yourself, you were never a picture. Oh, my God.
Maman.
You.
Maman. I'm not interested in anything at the moment, Zidi. Anything other than me and what I'm about to do on that stage out there.
I will leave Maxine.
No, you will not.
I love you.
What are you talking about? I don't need you to love me. I don't need anyone to love me. I've got all the love I need, and it's from me to me. So, Zidi, please, don't be so boring and go back to Maxine.
I had to escort Maxine yesterday.
Not interested. Can I be any plainer?
Oh, Yvette.
Please, go back to your table. I'm singing in less than 15 minutes. It's the end. The end of nothing. Nothing began. Jean Lorrain's out there with her. Now go, please, Zidi. Tonight is yours as well as mine.
Oh, I know you. You're wrong.
Piss off! You don't begin to know me.
Look at me. See?
You said make yourself ugly. I didn't have to do much, did I? Take your hands. You won't find much there. Jean Lorrain's got bigger tits than I have, and he's prettier.
And he's a reviewer.
Of a rendezvous in the back room of a greengrocer, between a carrot-headed bookie and a worn-out errand girl, worn on a bed of withered roses. I'm old despite my 20 years. I'm tired and cynical, a worn out eros. I'm not the fertile god who sows and harvests. Because I show the debauched the joys of young serving girls at table and the little butcher's boys.
Oh, very good, eh? Nice voice. Do well for us, Zidi. Don't you think, Jean?
Tomorrow's paper, Joseph. Not now.
Fuss, fuss, fuss. Maxine.
Oh, I always thought she'd be wonderful, Joseph. I trust my Zidi. Don't I, darling? In everything.
Oh,
La glue! There once was a boy, a poor kid. There once was a boy, a poor kid, who loved a girl who didn't love him. She said to him, bring me today. She said to him, bring me today. Your mother's heart to feed my dog. Your mother's heart to feed my dog. He goes to his mother and kills her. He goes to his mother and kills her. Takes the heart and brings it back. But as he runs, he drops the heart. But as he runs, he drops the heart. And the heart rolls on the ground. The heart rolls on the ground. As the heart rolls on the ground. And as the heart rolls on the ground, he hears the heart begin to speak. And as it cries, the heart says this. And as it cries, the heart says this. Have you hurt yourself, my son? Have you hurt yourself, my son?
Bravo!
Wonderful. Yvette?
Where's Ziddy?
With Maxine. They're waiting for the dancers. Coming back through?
Got to get some air.
Shall I come with you?
No, it's all right, thank you. See to Mama, will you? Her eyes, you know? Tell her I'll be along. Must get some air.
Yes. There's someone else to see you, Yvette.
Who? I don't want to see anybody but...
Mademoiselle Gilbert?
Monsieur Laurent.
I'll leave you then.
I wanted to say good night.
On your own behalf?
Decidedly.
No messages?
I thought you might like to know what I've written about you for my column.
Special preview, is it?
May I read it to you?
Maxine has seen it.
Yvette Gilbert.
When did you write it?
Yvette. Remember the name.
Sod you.
You will be buying toy models of her soon on the boulevard. Her name will be on everyone's lips. Yesterday, Yvette Gilbert was an unknown, obscure entertainer, except for a few night revelers stranded between opening time and the can-can at the Moulin Rouge in Montmartre. The same Montmartre that has made her what she is. Cadaverous, with a bitter and deadly modernity. Has she talent? Undoubtedly. 1,000 times, yes.
Is she beautiful? No. She's not exactly beautiful. She is long. Oh, so long. Thin, so thin, with her arms clad in black gloves, as though painted on her. Divinely perverse. If Charles Ziedler wanted to capture the spirit of Montmartre for his new venture, he has found the grit and the guts in Yvette Gilbert. She is disturbing, peculiar, individual. She is Montmartre. Maman.
What, my dear?
Arm round, Maman. Maman. Arm round, Maman.
Oh, shush, 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 shush.
Please.
There, shush, shush. What's this day? I'm so proud of you. So proud. Your father, oh, shush, shush, Emma. So proud.
So, the reporter said, how'd you come to be a star? I told him it was easy. First I asked for one louis. They gave it me. Then two. They give it me.
then four, then eight, then boring, boring, boring,
yes,
boring.
Yes, what a boring anecdote.
In bed.
Here we are, in our own apartment on our Grand Boulevard. Is that the portrait, Leon?
Yes.
What's the matter? It's all right, isn't it?
It's only the preliminary, Yvette, huh?
Well, the dwarf knows what he's about. Oh, Christ, it better be all right. He's been paid enough for it.
I told Ziddy not to use it unless you positively said so.
Well, it's bloody. What's he painted it in? Goose shit? I look as if I'm covered in goose shit.
What would a lady of the Grand Boulevard know about goose shit?
Arsehole!
Yvette.
Tell Monsieur Lautrec to try again. And ask him not to make me quite so ugly next time.
I'll tell Ziddy right away.
Good.
Shall I take it with me?
No. No. Leave it a while, please.
You won't,
Put my foot through it? No, I won't.
I must go.
Tell Papa I'm singing one of Zanroff's tonight, The Drunkard.
Who says?
I do. Bye, Joseph.
I'll see you out.
I must go too.
Till tonight, Leon.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, Leon. Don't keep looking at it.
He's painted Emma Gilbert better than I did, Maman. He's seen through it all. Goose shit? Who the hell cares? No one knows her history. She rents a room in Clichy, keeps on the floor by an attic door, the drunkard. Right from the crack of dawn, you'll see her on the cobbles in the square. She staggers, her face is haggard, the drunkard. A tattered shawl sticks to her skin. She wears a dark hat, the top caved in. She walks alone, all beaten down, the drunkard. On the steps of the cafes, the barmen have a laugh of the day. You put your drunkard. A dog who's looking for a hole, sometimes not knowing where to go. She strays down alleyways, the drunkard. There's a load of kids around, shouting, jumping up and down. They follow her, their prisoner, the drunkard. But she doesn't seem to care, keeps on walking anywhere. So they stone her old bones, the drunkard. When she feels their cruel attack, blood from her head runs down her back. She turns to them, she looks at them, the drunkard. They all stop their foolish game, stop their game and run. Her looks like darts, it stops their hearts, the drunkard. Grey old lady drags her feet, startles the
people in the street, a right old nutter, they mutter, the drunkard. Then they let her go away, stand aside and start to pray, not just fear, her evil stare, the drunkard. Perhaps she's mourning for a son, a happy dream, a time that's gone. At night she waits, her death is laid. The drunkard!
Yvette Guilbert was played by Julie Covington and Ziedler by Norman Jones. Albin Guilbert, Pauline Letts. Olaire, Carlos Douglas. Louise Weber, Frances Barber. Maxime, Valerie Serouf. Jean Lorrain, John Moffat. Leon, Simon Treves. With Alice Arnold, Sue Broomfield, John Bull and Michael Graham Cox. Music by Stephen Warbeck. Posters is written by John Peacock and directed by Jane Morgan.